Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with word about what's going to happen to the Southport lanes that have been closed for a couple of years now. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, Southport Lanes, a very popular place in the Lakeview neighborhood. It was in the old building that used to be a Schlitz Tide House brewery. It had opened in 1900, and Southport Lanes had been there for years and years and years. It didn't survive the pandemic. It closed in 2020. They announced for good it was 2021 that they weren't coming back ever. But now word has come out they're going to split that building. This is at 3325 North Southport. They're going to split it into three restaurants. I kind of forgot how big that building was, but they've got enough for three restaurants there. They just announced that one of them is going to be a Japanese restaurant called Otoku by Chef Gene Kato of Momotaro. That's going to open sometime in the fall. Then there's going to be two restaurants with ties to Stephanie Izzard, including Gigi's Chicken Shop and another Little Goat. So lots of food options coming to Lakeview in that old historic building. But the Southport Lanes is long gone. No more bowling. No more. It used to be a speakeasy in the back as well as some more illicit things going on there. So it's got a new life.
Yeah, a lot of chowing down there on North Southport. And on the south side, let's talk about the problems now in the southern half of Douglas Park.
Right. Yeah. This has been really an ongoing summer problem, and it's sort of building up to a crescendo of sorts. Douglas Park, which is in the North Lawndale neighborhood on the west side, it's the home of Riot Fest, and Riot Fest has been there since 2015. But in recent years, they've added two more really huge summer festivals: the Lyrical Lemonade, which was held in June. And then Heatwave Festival, which is a dance fest, was held just a couple weeks ago. What's happening is, for one, they've got to block off a big chunk of the park for these shows, not just for the three or four days where they run, but the whole lead up to it to build the stages and to build the fencing. And then they're closed for weeks afterwards as the fields are all torn up. So the neighbors are really been pushing back, saying, listen, you're taking over our entire park for most of the summer with these three festivals. You're not really cleaning it up until after Riot Fest is done at the end of September. So not only are the fields blocked off for much of the summer, when they do get opened up, they're filled with tire tracks and broken glass and garbage. So it's going to come to a head at some point, because there's been petition drives and community meetings, and the little village North Lawndale neighbors are just saying, basically, you're importing these music fests into our park, taking it over without a whole lot of benefit to us. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Riot Fest had been moved away from Humboldt Park in 2015 for these very reasons. So they said, how come Humboldt Park can kick you out and we can't?
All right. There's more at blockclubchicago.org, including some Northwest Side Brewery news. Thank you, Seamus.
Thank you.